breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
This year I'm presenting the first acting award in history that's free of any gender distinction. You know, it's best actor in a movie, and you have people of all genders and all sexes up for the same award, and so you really get an opportunity for the work to stand on its own, and that's super exciting.
That's the voice of Asia Kate Dillon as she was discussing this on the red carpet at the MTV Movie and TV Awards in Los Angeles. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. The USA Today, a big piece. States are starting to recognize a third gender, non-binary. What does this mean? Well, it is people that do not wish to identify as male nor female. They don't wish to, it's not that they wish to be both. It's that they wish to be neither. At least as best as I can understand it. And the article details some of the people's stories as they have gone through. One man went through a quasi sex change, got to the woman's side of the change and decided that that wasn't for him either. So there's a lot of people that are in this, I'm told, there's a lot of people that are in this category. But that actress, Asia Kate Dillon, is a female who identifies as non-binary, and she plays a non-binary character in the TV show Billions. When she introduces herself to one of the the main characters in the show, she says, "Hello, I'm Taylor. My pronouns are they, theirs, and them." Now, friends, this isn't just messing with our idea of distinction and personality when it comes to the human being. Now we're starting to mess with language, too. A single is now multiple. Do you realize how hard we're making this? 888-340-3373. Very short hair. She has no hair. She shaves it down to, like, just the bare stub. Control room's giving me a hard time about Asia Kate Dillon. Anyway, someone who has an opinion on this has also watched his state pass a bill in their Senate to allow that state's residents to change their identity on their birth certificates and state IDs to female, male, or non-binary. The bill is awaiting a vote in the state assembly. My guess is this state will pass it because there's hardly any obstruction to whatever the far left wants in the state of California. But similar legislation has also been introduced here in New York and in the District of Columbia. Randy Thomason is the president of SaveCalifornia.com and the Campaign for Children and Families. Randy, you've been on with us before, but it's been a while. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Hey, it's a privilege to be with you.
Let me ask you, what first of all, if the data can tell us anything, or just from a pure sociological perspective, what does it do to all of society to introduce a third sex or gender in places on forms where they ask for such things?
Well, first of all, you're right that it should be sex, not gender, because there are only two sexes. Gender is a very subjective term, but sex is biological. It is fact-based. But what it does to people to do this sexual anarchy is it means it's harder to know who someone is. It really gets away from relationship. It promotes an identity fraud that is not only legal, but also personal. If someone is a he today, but next year is a she, or vice versa, or maybe they call themselves non-binary, neither, or they call themselves a new word, it creates instability in families, instability in communities. And so this is not something that is to build security. It is just the opposite. And I've said it publicly, and I'll say it again. This gender identity fraud is ushering in the antithesis of law and order. I am waiting for the police unions to rise up and basically say, we need law and order. We need to know that people really are who they say they are. We're against identity fraud, and therefore we're against this gender identity fraud that you would be ushering in. But as you've implied, in California, the government unions basically are kowtowing to the sexual anarchists, and those are sexual anarchists run the Democrats and are basically buying off of more Republicans year after year at our state capitol.
Well, and the purpose of it is, which, you know, no one can really easily identify and therefore make a great campaign against, but this is all about wanting to, in essence, punish religious people for having very stringent ideas about sex and sexual behavior and what is considered and deemed appropriate or even righteous or moral or good. Let me break this down a little bit, Randy, with you, and give me your perspectives on this. So if we were to change all of the forms, let's say legal forms themselves, and we changed the statement, and because I think most forms do say this, actually. They say, identify your sex. That's male or female. That's not going to change. But why do people feel like that if they're under this kind of gender identity issue in their life and they're a male, but they feel like a female, and so they say, well, I want to be known as a female, that shouldn't impact the legal application of what the form says. If the form says it's sex, it's biology, it's what your body is made of, then we should be able to answer that accurately. I happen to think that there's a lot of good reasons for forms to be accurate when it comes to medical or biological information, regardless of whatever you want to pretend or imagine or feel or say that you're having put upon you in your mental state.
Yeah, it's sort of like, how come people who are emotionally mature don't get all out of shape if somebody cusses at them? It's because they know their identity. They know who they are inside. It's usually the very insecure people that get ticked off about anything. And this is very similar. Someone who is so insecure on the inside, who says, I can't bear to put down that I'm male or female. I can't bear to go with the biology or the evidence. I demand that you call me what I am or don't call me what I'm not. And so it is an insecurity. We've already seen in the last year the Democrats plus a few liberal Republicans, and signed by Jerry Brown, the Democrat governor, a new law that says that if you're a business owner, if you're a private school in California, if you're a government building in California, if you have single user restrooms, that means you lock the door and one person can sit on the toilet or and so forth, and they're marked male or female, you've got to get rid of those male and female signs, tear them down, and call them all gender instead. Get those new signs up. Again, they just won't be satisfied. And I say this, the homosexual, transsexual activists, really, they want to hear different words, and they want to make sure they never hear some other words. They won't be satisfied until they put people like Kevin McCullough and Randy Thomason in jail, because they don't want any opposition. This is to stifle all opposition. That's why the homosexual, transsexual activists, as they trample religious freedom, trample free speech, property rights, parental rights, ownership rights, and the list goes on and on, they are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, which has freedom of speech and freedom of religion in its First Amendment.
Yeah, it's really true, Randy. You're not overstating the case, and I know that sometimes people on our side get accused of that, but you're not. That's not an overstatement. We appreciate your perspective on it, Randy, and if people want more information, they can go to SaveCalifornia.com. But friends, the reason I have him on is because this is not just a California issue. This is going to come to the New York area, to the D.C. area, and to other places across the country as it goes. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more thoughts on this and your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, Kevin McCullough Radio.